You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, a show where each week I pick a different topic to discuss and match music that I associate with it. Before we get into today's episode, I'm going to play a quick PSA. Enjoy.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turp.
Yay. Okay, I was going to jump straight into a song, but Spotify is taking forever to load. So I want to say follow the Instagram if you don't already. We have two more shows before the end of the semester. Follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention so you can keep up with when the time for my show is going to be next semester so you can listen. And with that, I'm going to play the first song before I actually get into describing what we're going to be talking about. And that is Camp Pineway by Jay McCarroll and a bunch of other artists that I'm not going to read off. But Jay McCarroll wrote the score for this movie. So I'm just going to say his name because there's a bunch of other ones. So Camp Pineway. Okay, once again, that was Camp Pineway by Jay McCarroll. So obviously that's typically not what I play, but I have a reason for playing it. It's from the movie Hell of a Summer, which came out recently in 2025. I think it was like last month or so. And it's produced by Neon, or like funded by Neon, you know, like production company. So I haven't done a movie in a while, I think. Let me look at the Instagram, actually. I could be totally lying. Sorry, I'm like low energy. I think I'm getting hungry. I just did a cycling class and I'm hungry now. But I'm excited for today's episode because I just watched this movie last week. Let's see. Did I do any movies in the last couple? Yeah, I haven't done a movie since The Love Witch, which was in February. So props to me for doing that. But I've been meaning to watch this and I've been really wanting to watch it, and me and my friends do movie nights every Thursday, so I was like, let's watch this, and I forced them to watch it. And one thing about me is I love a slasher movie. I'm a very, very, very big fan, and if you incorporate summer camp into that, you gotta win for me. Even if it's bad, it's still gonna be a win. So I've always really enjoyed that plot. I don't know if it's like a mix between me loving true crime and also always wanting to be a summer camp counselor. I think it's like a weird mix of those two, but in a like, I don't want to be in this situation, so like this is the best way for me to live out both of those things. And like, I love a mystery, so that's what this was. So I'm just going, sorry, I said so like five times. I just copied the plot, of course, from Wikipedia because I didn't want to come up with it earlier today and like write it all down myself. So I'm just going to be reading it to you guys. So it starts out. Oh, this is like, it was like a comedy horror, which also made it really fun. I love a comedy horror. Or I love like a mockery of a horror movie. Like, if you've seen any of the scary movies, those are hilarious. I love movies like that. Anyway, sorry. Owners of Camp Pineaway, this is spoilers. Major, major spoilers. I'm going through the whole movie. So be warned. If you want to watch this movie, don't listen. Come back in like 5-10 minutes. Owners of Camp Pineaway, John and Kathy, are relaxing by the campground's lakeside one night. John is murdered when an acoustic guitar is shoved into his mouth while Kathy has a knife in her skull. The killer, an individual wearing a devil mask, slips away into the night. 11 counselors arrive at the campgrounds a day early to ensure opening operations go smoothly. Among them is a 24-year-old Jason Hochberg, a frequent returner and admirer of the camp who is repeatedly nitpicked for his age. Jason is given temporary leadership after finding a note that informs him of an emergency between John and Kathy. Though initially hopeful, Jason quickly doubts his decision to revisit the job and finds it difficult to connect with the other counselors, that of which include his ex-girlfriend, Claire. Wait, ex-girlfriend Claire? I don't think they were dating. I didn't pick that up. Whatever. I think that might be a mistype from Wikipedia. The group splits up once night comes. Demi, a popular social media influencer, is violently slaughtered inside of her cabin. While doing routine checkups, Jason finds her body in bed and begs the group, who believes he's playing a prank, to escape the property. Everyone heads to her cabin only to discover her corpse is no longer present. Noelle, a girl obsessed with spirits and the occult, horrifies the group by stating the blood in the bed is Demi's. Everyone races to their cars only to find that the engines won't start and that the tires have been popped. During the chaos, two more counselors, Miley and Mike, are seemingly killed in the mess hall. While barricading themselves in a cabin, the remaining group notices that the aforementioned duo are missing. After a randomized card drawing, Ezra, Jason, Ari leave the cabin to search for them. Inside of the mess hall, they discover Miley's severed head inside of the fridge, causing them to flee in terror and get split up. Ari is abducted and stabbed with a knife coated in peanut butter because he was like saying that he was deathly allergic and making it his whole personality in the beginning. It was hilarious. The killer drags his body away as he returns to the group, only to get accidentally maced with bear spray. Tensions skyrocket after the Ouija board reading, which deduces that Jason is the killer and Jason's a 24-year-old. Bobby, believing that he killed everyone due to their attractiveness, ties him up. Claire saves Jason and the two escape into the woods. Claire affirms that they need to flee the property, but Jason decides to rush back to save them instead. Claire leaves the area in hopes of finding help while the rest of the counselors search for assistance. Noelle is stabbed and subsequently murdered. Two killers appear, each with an identical outfit and mask. So then you're like, what the heck, who could it be? The killers eventually are revealed to be Demi and Mike, the really popular girl and like the hot guy. They began the killing spree as a ploy for media success and internet fame. The unaware Chris barges into their room and the two join the group, hiding their identities. So they're like, we weren't dead, but they don't reveal that they were killed. I mean, that they are the killers. Excuse me. I'm running on zero fuel here, y'all. Sorry. Jason arrives and is knocked out by Mike. Meanwhile, Ezra is murdered after the killer swings an axe into his head and breaks his legs. That's right. They don't go back to the group. Chris narrowly escapes and regroups with Shannon, but Bobby is chased by Mike into a cabin. Claire, who decided to stay behind to rescue Jason, smashes a bottle onto Mike's head. A lengthy scuffle ensues between Bobby and Mike. Amidst the altercation, the cabin is set ablaze. Bobby eventually slits Mike's throat, killing him. Meanwhile, Claire, armed with a bow and arrow, discovers Jason tied to a chair with Demi holding a knife to his throat. Jason repeats an earlier archery lesson and Claire shoots the arrow into Demi's eye. And all is well. They all join together. Shannon affirms her love for Chris while Jason and Claire share a kiss, effectively rekindling their relationship. That was very rushed. But it's a really good movie. It has Fred Heichinger, I don't know how to say his last name, Heckinger, playing Jason Hochberg, the 24-year-old. And it also has Finn Wolfhard as Chris's character. I'm trying to think of any other big... I hadn't really seen any of the other actors, so... But it was really good. And I know that doesn't make sense for a lot of you who haven't seen the movie, but I guess you'll just have to watch the movie for that. So, with all that I've said, let's get straight into the music. The first good chunk of the songs... Ooh. Hopefully I don't sound weird. The headphones are making my voice sound weird. The first chunk of the music that I'm going to play is just fun music that I kind of think of when I think of like a camp. Like, you know, at the beginning of the slasher movies that start in a camp, it's always like fun and you're getting to know the characters and like their quirks. That's what I chose for the first chunk of the music, is like them messing around, them having fun, getting to know them, which this movie doesn't do as much as I would have liked it to do, but I do like how each of the characters fit into like a very stereotypical role. I thought that was funny, and I mean I guess that was the point, but yeah. So the first three are going to be Love Shack by the B-52s, then Girls and Boys by Blur, followed by Choose the Ladder by Finn Wolfhard. Enjoy.
Looking for the love. was a choice to be scraping back.
Once again, that was Choose the Ladder by Finn Wolfhard. I thought that one was fun. I thought that was a very fun summary song that I think he put out recently. I could be completely wrong. Yeah, he put it out March 6th. So semi-recently. Before that was Girls and Boys by Blur. And before that was Love Shack by the B-52s. Next up, we've got Learning to Fly, excuse me, by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, followed by Day After Day, Bad Finger, the 2010 remastered version, and then followed by Whatever Gets You Through the Night by John Lennon. Also the 2010, not 2010. Yeah, 2010 remastered version. Okay, enjoy.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down
say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. Hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning. Thank you.
whatever gets you through the night.
Once again, that was Whatever Gets You Through the Night by John Lennon. Before that was Day After Day by Badfinger. And before that was Learning How to Fly by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Next up, we're escaping that happy... Sorry, there's people playing in the room behind me. Escaping the happy-go-lucky feeling of arriving at camp and meeting everyone. And we're now getting into the killing. So I've got Live and Let Die by Wings, followed by Psycho Killer by Talking Heads, followed by I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany. So my thought process of this one, Live and Let Die, just because I thought the title was clever. Maybe not the song lyrics. I still like the song, though, so I don't care. Psycho Killer, obviously killers on the loose. And then I Think We're Alone Now being when the two killers think they're alone, they reveal who they are, and so the viewer gets to know who they are. Actually, we'll play four in a row because the next one also goes with this. Actually, dang, I should have played this out better. We're going to do Live and Let Die by Wings, then Psycho Killer, then we'll get into the other one. So, those two up next.
And your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Sorry about that, y'all. Psycho Killer got skipped, and I didn't even realize. Psycho Killer, Talking Heads, coming up next.
I'm tense and nervous and I
Okay, that was Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Next up is going to be I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, followed by I'm Alive by Tommy James and the Shondells, I mean, sorry, followed by Evil Woman, Electric Light Orchestra, which, if you get what I'm putting down here, I Think We're Alone Now, being the two of them being like, okay, we're alone, and then they reveal it to the audience, which they reveal that they're still alive, and they didn't die, and then Evil Woman, because, what's her name, Maddie? Demi. Why did I say Maddie? Demi, because she's like an evil woman, and she was like the one who started the plans and wanted the Bonnie and Clyde type vibe, but which isn't a Bonnie and Clyde, like more of a, I don't know, I can't think of any serial murderers that people were loving at the time that would be similar to Bonnie and Clyde. Anyway, those are the next three, and then we've got one more, and then it'll be the end of the hour. So enjoy I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
Hold it on to-
Okay, next up we've got Evil Woman by Electric Light Orchestra, excuse me, and Burning Down the House by Talking Heads, another Talking Heads song. That is it for today's episode after these two songs. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to tune in for my last episode of the semester next week, Tuesdays at 6. This is Tete a Tete signing off. Enjoy the last two. Yay, bye, love you guys.
Love me. Their broken dreams have got to